following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
And I thought, well, you know, 20 minutes, I'll listen to Fat Ass. So I'm listening, and my cell phone rings about 10 minutes in. My cell phone rings, and it's the nurse that I talked about, the sweet lady that talked to Gooch, saying he's done. And so I'm pressing buttons trying to get Big Fatty to stop talking. And so I pressed a whole bunch of buttons, and I closed a bunch of windows and opened a bunch of other things. And he stopped for a second, and I pulled the earbuds out, and I walked and I wrapped them up, and I closed the tablet, and I walked back to where Gooch was, and I set the tablet on with my water bottle over in the corner. All of the time that I was in there, I was surprised that they were so I guess the people there were so inconsiderate that they would leave what I was perceiving was a radio or music of some kind or some talking, this really obnoxious low level sound that was continuous, you know, inside. I was getting kind of pissed and huffy that they would do that. We're driving home into the garage, and I turn the car off, and I'm trying to get Gooch ready, and I start hearing that same fucking sound, and I think I'm going out of my mind. So I can't figure out what the fuck. I'm looking around. I have no idea what it is. So it's in the house too, and I'm thinking, what the fuck is it? Well, what it was, lovies, is that somehow, and I don't even know how I did this, but I had managed to not only leave the fat one on my tablet speaking, now through the little tiny speakers, because I pulled out my earbuds at a very, very low level, but it was somehow on repeat. So this 20-minute program, that abysmal thing that he does with that stupid-ass voice. And I mean that in the most loving way. Was repeating over and over and over again in the waiting room, in the recovery room, in the car, and walking into the house. I thought I was going out of my fucking mind. The only way I could stop it was to close every single window, to completely shut down my Zoom and restart it again, because it got infected. It was infected with the fat ass bug.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, you know, 20 minutes, I'll listen to Fat Ass.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1372 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 30th of April, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, our little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what we talked about at the Pride 48 State of the Station last night. Yes, Big Freddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are showerers. Big Fatty. Showerers today, because y'all, we are at the end of April, and you know, April showers bring May flowers. So on hump day, y'all, you'll probably be flowerers. Big Fatty, you really are right on top of it all. So, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, you heard the Vons. Yo, yo, yo. And y'all, she was y'all, I know that was a long opening, but y'all, I took out at least half of it from her little show. You know, I'm just happy to be able to provide content for the old gal. And but y'all, she was just, you know, she's not very good with the technology. And, you know, the older you get, the you, Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that sound, of course, means that we are just 1 week away. 1 week next to, I say, Tuesday. The old gal has her 57th birthday. So, y'all, don't forget, get your cards in the mail. P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. And let's make it a special one. Big Freddy, by special, do you mean like short bus? Well, I hadn't thought of it that way, but sure, why not? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the last day of April. Try to remember the last day of April. Big Freddy, what does that mean? I don't know. But, y'all, today, the 30th of April, we not have not only one, but we have two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, someone who's currently visiting Mexico, I believe. Y'all, it's that Mr. Boo. Mr. Boo, Mr. Who? Mr. Boo, it's his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, also today, the 30th of April, y'all, it is one of the Danburys. Y'all, can you guess which one it is? Y'all, it is the drum major Kev. And y'all, the Danburys, y'all, they went to New York City. New York City, yes, they went. And y'all, they went to a place called the Baconry. And y'all, they put pictures up over the weekend of pieces of bacon that were dipped in dark chocolate. I sent them my P.O. box. And then they went and saw some sort of Happy Boots or something. I don't know what it was all about, but it was some sort of Happy Boots little show. And y'all, they ate and drank, and y'all, they just had a gay old time. And y'all, then on Sunday night, they went bowling. They were still drunk when they went bowling, but y'all... today, see the drum major Kev on the 20 and send him a virtual spanking. Big Fatty, do you think he'll have one of those, what is that called? It's not the flour, it's the gluten-free cake? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Sunday night over at the Pride 48, we had the State of the Station, and y'all, we had a full house. There was a lot of folks there, but y'all, in case you missed it, it will eventually be posted over there at pride48.com. You can download it over there. I made sure that Daniel Biba pushed the button this time, so we kind of reviewed lots of the things that are coming up. A couple of things that have to deal with the June event. Now, the June event, remember, runs... Let me just see here now so I get all the dates right, because, you know, Big Fatty gets confused sometimes. That's July. Big Fatty! The June event is the 21st through the 23rd of June. And, y'all, that'll be the live event only on the interwebs, y'all. There will not be a gathering of folks except on the intertubes. So y'all, and what the little shows out there that want to be a part of this need to do is to send that Daniel Biba, yes, Big Freddy, an e-letter, and that's to Daniel J. Brewer at gmail.com by the 31st of May. And all you got to do is say, yes, I would like to participate in the June Pride 48 event. You don't put your times on there. You don't put anything else on there. just yes, I want to participate, okay? And if you do more than one little show, make sure he knows which of the little shows are going to participate. You know, you may have a couple of them that want to participate. And then our next state of the station, since the fourth Sunday in May falls on the Memorial Day weekend, y'all, we've pushed it back. We've pushed it back to the first Sunday in June, which will be the 2th of June. Yes, Big Freddy! And, y'all, then I think we'll probably do weekly State of the Stations up until the 21st. So that would be the 2nd, the 9th, and the 16th. That we will do the State of the Station, but we'll definitely be there on the 2nd. And y'all, hopefully at that time, that Daniel Biba will have gotten information. We'll get information from folks as to what whether they're going to be in Vegas or not, and what times they would prefer. Now, remember, we're going to give priority slots to those little shows that are not going to be in Vegas, because in the Vegas event in September, it will only include live little shows from Vegas. There will not be any out-of-Vegas shows that we'll be throwing it to. So, y'all, but right now, all you got to do is get Daniel Biba your information by the 31st of May. Yes, I will participate, or no, I will not. So, anyway, and y'all, that Joey Bukkake is working on getting us a code. But right now, y'all, and I'm going to go over here to the www right now as we're doing it. Big Freddy, you should have been better prepared. Excalibur, and that's the Excalibur Las Vegas. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. And y'all, Joey Bukkake said they are currently running a special that you can get 30% off your rooms. And y'all, there it is right there on the front page. 30% off the rooms. Now, y'all, last year when we had the special code for the Luxor and the Excalibur, it was either 25 or 30%. I don't remember which it was. So this deal, you're probably not going to get a better deal now. So y'all don't necessarily wait for the code. Just go on over there. It says right there on the front, save up to 30% on the rooms. And y'all, I just clicked on it to see what it does. Big Freddy. Y'all, I'm gonna put in September. I'll put in the. I tell you what, I'll put in the 5th through the 9th. Okay. And we want one. September. No wait, September 5th. So we have 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th. So that'll be 4 nights. Okay, and there'll be 2 guests, 1 room, 2 guests. Let's just see what it comes up with. Y'all, that's pretty good pricing right there. The Tower Queen room is $262 for those 4 nights. Now, that doesn't include your tax, and that doesn't include your resort fee. That is all extra. But y'all, that's pretty good price for 4 nights. I think the tax, and I don't know how much the tax and the resort fee is, but it'll take you over $300, I can guarantee you. But y'all, get on over there. If you're thinking about going to Vegas, now is the best time to go on over there and jump on the bandwagon and get your rooms reserved. Now, once you do that, y'all, you need to send Big Fatty an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And send me your real name, your confirmation number, your arrival date, your departure date, how many people will be in your room, and their real names. And send that to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and I'll add you to the list. Y'all, we've got 45 people already that are coming, and I know of several others that are just... just waiting on a good deal. And so, y'all, here's your good deal. So get on it. Yes, Big Freddy, that just sounds lovely. Now, y'all, there was another thing that was discussed on the Pride 48 State of the Station on Sunday night, y'all, but I'm not going to tell you about it because I want you to go over and listen for yourself. But it's a very interesting project that may be undertaken, y'all, so go on over there. And the new project is probably in the last 15 to 20 minutes of the little show over there. Just go on over there and take a listen to it and see what you think. And see if it's very interesting. It's just very interesting about all that. Y'all, you know, yesterday I told you about the Vanilla Ice being on the Do-It-Yourself Network. He was going to do the show with the Amish people. Well, y'all, and I said I didn't know if the Comcast had the Amish, not the Amish, the Do-It-Yourself Network. Y'all, I do have the Do-It-Yourself Network. So, y'all, I'll be looking forward to seeing Vanilla Ice being an Amish person or whatever. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you, what was it I wanted to tell you? Big Fatty, we don't remember. What was it? There was something else I wanted to tell you. Oh, y'all, did you like the way Big Fatty sped up the music? Oh, I know what it was. That's Stevie B who led us in the Bulgarian national anthem. Y'all, he went to the Kentucky Fried Chicken, the KFC today. He had heard Big Fatty talking about the buy one get one free of the boneless chicken. Y'all, he went over there today, and he said it was quite good. It was just quite good, and he was most appreciative of Big Fatty reminding him about that so he could take advantage of it. That's just lovely. That's what we do here at the BFO, y'all. We are your reminder. We're like a yellow sticky, just like a yellow sticky. Anyway, y'all, speaking of being a yellow sticky, y'all, I know that there are some of you that watch The Big Run. Now, I'm not going down into the fat cave to tell you about this, but y'all, mark your VRCs right now, because on Sunday the 7th, it's going to be a two-hour season finale of the Big Run this coming Sunday night. Now, I don't know what time it starts. I don't know if it starts at 8 or if it starts at 9 p.m. in the evening. Check your local listings. And so, y'all, you know, we're moving into May, and it's the May sweeps. That's the kind of thing. Y'all, there's some new show also about making pies. It's making pies on CBS. I mean, you know, last summer they had the guy that talked to the dogs. I don't remember what his name was, but he was cute. Oh dear, Gussie, but he's cute as a button. This year, instead of talking to dogs, we're gonna make pies, I guess. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have just a lovely. A lovely final day of April. Y'all, I cannot believe the year is one-third over now. And, y'all, it just seems like it went by in a flash. And, y'all, I'm telling you, the older you get, the more it flashes by. And in fact, speaking of older, Vonzi, how would you describe the first 4 months of 2013 progressing so far?
Well, you know, 20 minutes, I'll listen to Fat Ass.
Oh, yes, it's just like 20 minutes, and please continue listening.
Comment on the website.
Big Fatty, you talked over the ending, and you know damn good and well you shouldn't be doing that. You're supposed to get all those last minutes comments in before the talking starts. Now, you're just going to have to do better from here on out. It's just unacceptable. Your listeners have come to expect with the most. Well,
gosh,
you're right. You're expecting the most ruin. Yes, Big Freddy.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.